In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. This is the fourth and last of the very solemn of our Easter Masses, Holy Saturday, Easter Sunday, and Monday and Tuesday. Tomorrow, the rank of the octave descends to that of a semi-double, and thus admitting the commemoration of saints, but still a very solemn octave. Each day the Easter Mass will be sung, and each day in some sense it is a magnificent Mass of the Sacred Heart, because the mercies of the Lord fill the earth these days. This afternoon, this beautiful afternoon, as we come to this beautiful church, it is St. Paul who is, in a special sense, the evangelist of the Sacred Heart. Because remember, he writes to us every first Friday, and he says that to him, the least of all the saints,
it's given to write about, to open up the unsearchable treasures of the mercies of the love of our Lord, to sound the height and the depth and the length and the width of the love of God bestowed upon us. It is St. Paul who is the witness of the resurrection today and who is honored by the church in a particular way, St. Peter yesterday, and of course Our Lady, the Queen of Apostles, and her Immaculate Heart on Easter Sunday itself. Our Lord addresses our own heart. It's been long enough since our Lent has ended. It's been long enough that we've been plunged back into the world. And God knows that sometimes even our celebrations, the justified and proper relaxation and indulgence of Easter, can bring with it its own problems. Our Lord says to us today, the Sacred Heart does, "Why are you troubled, and why do thoughts arise in your own hearts?" He wishes us his peace, and yet the price of peace for us, the peace he wishes upon us, is faith. Now, faith, where does it come from? From the heart, St. Paul tells us, corde enim creditur ad justitiam. With the heart, we believe unto justice. In other words, for our justification, about which Bishop Sanborn spoke to us in his magnificent sermon on Sunday. So it's all a matter then of faith. Last week, on the Wednesday of Passion, 2 weeks ago now already, on the Wednesday of Passiontide, Dom Guéranger noted in his thoughts about the gospel, which was a good shepherd gospel. They believe, we the sheep of our Lord, we believe because we love. And as it is through the heart that truth gains ascendancy over us, so too it is by pride of intellect that darkness gains admission to the soul of unbelievers. And this darkness will last in a soul just so long as that pride lasts in the soul. Poor unbeliever, he concludes, the unbeliever loves his darkness, and he calls it light. He blasphemes when he thinks he reasons, just as these Jews crucified the Son of God, that, as they said, they might give glory to God. Peace is our Lord's Easter offering to each one of us, and yet the price of peace is the submission of our pride, so that these thoughts, which of course are going to arise in our heart for every possible natural reason, as well as for every temptation from the devil, can be crushed, and the wonderful peace can gain the ascendancy again. We need a strong, strong faith. Faith is the particular virtue and gift that we associate with Easter and with our meditation on the first glorious mystery throughout the world. Our Lord does everything possible today in the Holy Gospel, as he did yesterday, in order to increase and to solidify the faith of his apostles. He opens the scriptures to them. He eats and drinks in front of them. That is for us then, remember, a sign and a reminder of the importance of our meditation, spiritual reading, the study of our faith, and our prayer, especially the rosary, and then the reception of the Blessed Eucharist in Holy Communion. But our Lord goes one step farther today. Our Lord shows him his hands and his feet, and he invites him to come and to touch. In other words, to have then the proof, something external. Our Lord offers up all of these reasons of credibility for us so that we may believe, and believing so that we may have peace. Why is it then that peace seems to elude us so often? There are all these thoughts and all these temptations, and we find ourselves half at war, even on the good day, against the will of God, and almost, as it were, closing the door to the risen Christ and the wonderful peace he's coming to bestow upon us. Why? It is because we live in an atmosphere of naturalism, and everything around us breathes this contrary to faith spirit, which wants to do what? To pull the peace away from our heart. How difficult it is for us to maintain our faith, and thus how easy it is for us to lose our peace. And yet the Sacred Heart would not have it so. He knows that we have to constantly battle against the world and against the devil and against our own selves. But he wants to give us a sure footing for this battle. Because if a soldier's on a slippery footing, he's going to fall. And the enemy will gain the ascendancy, and that is all. All will be lost. Let us pray to our Lord today a very simple prayer, along with St. Paul, who tells us that in the heart it is believed unto justice, with the heart. Let us pray for a strong gift of a good supernatural dose of Easter faith. Our Lord has given us every possible reason, every motive of credibility, every reason to believe. Now let us take it and let us believe, so that when next he comes to us and says peace, that peace will find an echo in the chamber of our own heart, which will know that he, risen from the dead, is truly present there. And this is the faith which overcomes the world. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.